Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What's going on, everyone? Jota Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the afterglow is still in the air. I got to tell you something. It's rare on a Tuesday that we play audio from a game on a Sunday. But I promise you, we're going to play that final play from the game on Sunday again today. Because, you know, why not? With that said, we'll obviously start looking ahead as well. You know, some interesting comments after the game from A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts about the Eagles' offense, the way they started, obviously in contrast to the way they finished, and trying to get this thing going, you know, even more, which is saying something because Eagles seem to win almost every week. We'll get into that. We'll get into the Phillies. They're back at it today. Brewers lost last night. A lot to do today, and all of it with you on the phone lines. Busy and big day. Nick Sirianni will be on the show today. Ron Jaworski, Elliot Shore Parks, and more. A lot to do. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The white-tailed jackrabbit.
Yes.
Is the greatest land jumper. It has a vertical leap of 21 feet.
It's unbelievable. Imagine
21 that. Foot vertical leap. And apparently this helps it to elude predators on the prairie.
Man.
The problem is, I guess, like, if you're just leaping vertically, how does that, that doesn't help you elude the predator for very long because
you come down.
You just come down.
Unless
right
on Jordan.
The predator.
Well, you can like angle
Jordan.
It and then, you know, kind of leap
true.
Forward.
That's your
Here's
Jordan.
The don't worry. So it's the white-tailed jackrabbit. You got to worry that the white-tailed Jack Fritz is not a good jumper.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Look
right
at
there.
That guy. Look at that guy. All right. So let's get to it. By the way, Phil's back at it. Final stretch run starts tonight with six, you know, remaining games this week and then the playoffs. We know the Phillies will almost definitely be a team that gets a bye and start the playoffs on Saturday, October the 4th. So we really look forward to cranking that up. We'll get, you know, into the Phillies a little bit more today. Some stuff from ESPN, the Castellanos audio from Friday. We still got to get more to that. So a lot to do on the Phillies front. I look forward to it. But let's start Eagles, as obviously has been, you know, the main thing going on around here. And it was a it was a more unusual way for the Eagles to win, but it wasn't completely off script. On Sunday for the Eagles to struggle and to figure it out. They have a remarkable tendency. You know, a guy like Einstein who was trying to figure out outer space, he'd probably be proud of the Eagles because, you know, some things in life are easy and some things in life are hard. And the Eagles seem to be magnificent at working through the hard. And it almost always, not always, but it almost always results in a W. But it was interesting after the game that two of the most prominent players on the team, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, said similar things about, like, let's attack this differently. Now, I want to play the audio and then get everyone's assessment of what you think specifically Jalen and A.J. specifically meant. What, how it could manifest. Is it passing the ball more? Is it relying on Jalen more? You know, like, is it the nature of the play calls? Like, what exactly do you think they're getting at? And do you think they're on point to say, let's attack this different? Because, you know, you can make a case either way here. On one hand, you want to see them start faster. On the other hand, you can't win more than like they do. They always win. Let's listen first to Jalen Hurts. The game had just ended. He was still on the field. He was talking to Fox's Pam Oliver. Obviously, there had been excitement about the win, and that had already been expressed. But then Jalen transitioned to this.
Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. I mean, absolutely, completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this. Whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
All right, so the main thing there, obviously, you said we got to play not to lose, and we got to be aggressive. All right,
No. You said we got to get out of that mode where we're playing.
Well, yeah, he's saying we're playing.
More aggressive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He's saying we're playing not to lose, and we got to not do that.
He's saying that. He's saying that because that is a mantra that's being repeated to him at practice. To remind himself that he needs to play more aggressively. You know, like not. To lose.
Well, I don't know.
Because he is conservative.
He is an unbelievably
cerebral and conservative quarterback terms of turning the ball over. He is so tightly wound and trained not to let that ball go to the other team. And that sometimes dominates his mindset to the point where it's too conservative. It limits the team. And I think when he's saying this, he is saying this as a gestalt. Hey, we all need to do this.
Yep.
But he's reminding himself.
So it
first
could be.
And
yeah. I mean, there's two different issues here. One is how do you interpret as you listen to this what you think the intent is, and the second is should there be adjustments, or should there not be adjustments? So both of those topics and questions you can answer at 215-592-9494. Let's listen to A.J. Brown. This was a short while later. So A.J.'s back in his, you know, the team's in the locker room. Media comes in. A.J. Brown meets with the assembled media in a scrum near his locker room. And A.J. Brown says this.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know. And at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but, you know, me personally, that's what I would like, you know. Obviously, we're going to run the ball and we're going to set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But, you know, we have a lot of good players and I feel like you should just let us go.
All right,
this
John,
is unbelievable.
Go ahead.
This really is fantastic. What an awesome job by A.J. Brown right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There, This is AJ saying it like it is, saying exactly what he
What is he saying? Define it. Because I think he's saying let's not run the ball in third and 15.
Right, right.
But what do you think he's saying?
Well, look, those are concessions. Those draw plays, those nickel 40 and nickel 41, those are called.
The coward's draw is actually the correct term.
The coward's draw.
Because James, that's the official term.
Because James, you know AJ wants that to be a pass.
We all do.
But
the question is,
it doesn't matter.
But the question is, does Jalen and Nick want that? I think Jalen probably wants that to be a pass.
That's what he's saying here. That's what they're both saying here. And I think Jalen is doing such an awesome AJ is doing such an awesome job of just being very positive, being very cognizant of the way everyone is going to interpret this as we're doing right now.
Sure, sure.
I mean, every single syllable we are going to pour over, and he's very aware, but he's saying this in a very positive way that we can be a better team if we open it up a little bit more.
So
and I think his quarterback agrees.
Well, I think the quarterback probably agrees. Probably not to the same extent as AJ, because, you know, if you're AJ, you probably want it to be more passing. But I will say this. This is a conundrum, in my opinion, for the coaching staff and by extension for all of us as Eagles fans. And I'm curious where you come down to 215-592-9494. Look, anybody that saw the first half, and that's all of us, would say, don't do that. Right? Don't do that. Like whatever the hell that was, don't do that.
None of that.
Okay, none of that. But on the other hand, and it's not totally without a pattern having been established. I mean, we saw it plenty of times last year, not to the same extent as this past Sunday. But plenty of times last year, slow starts, and what do? They win in the end. And what do on Sunday? They won in the end. And what do the prior week? They won in the end. And what do the prior week? They won in the end. I mean,
For the last calendar year.
Right. They almost always win in the end. And so, my natural inclination is really not to change stuff. I believe that the quick knee-jerk reaction from most fans this week will be, Jalen's right, AJ's right, let's do less of what Sirianni's had them do, and a little bit more spice.
Well, the trick is here.
But I don't, it Jalen's doesn't vibe
not,
for me.
Jalen's not, it doesn't seem to me that Jalen's going to change his spots anytime soon. You know, like this is a conservative.
But they could pass the ball on third and 15. Ball. They could. They could.
Of course
the question
could.
Also is, what are Jalen's real spots? Is does he want to play a certain way, and is such a willing team guy that he does what the coaches tell him to? Like,
it seems that
I
way.
Don't know what
well,
Jalen
does. I think
Jalen, if you say, hey, Jalen, we'll win if you do this, he'll do it. That's it.
Yes.
If he can win, he'll do it. He doesn't care.
I
think if you said to Jalen, hey, Jalen, if you hand the ball off every single play, we will win 100% of the games, he would hand it off every play.
I do too.
So,
I don't know what he would prefer. I think any quarterback would, I guess. But let me throw
a whole other wrinkle into this, because there is another element to this. And all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. This, I'll call it style of offense and conservative approach, worked exceptional last year when you consider you had an exceptional, all-time elite Saquon Barkley, which candidly, through three games, I don't know that he's the exceptional, all-time Saquon Barkley now.
You don't think there are reasons for that?
Come on, 482.
But if
you're going to say the offensive line and other stuff, I will agree.
But there's one other aspect.
Go ahead.
There's one other aspect. Don't you think most teams that were going to be playing the Eagles this year spent a lot of time looking at film, figuring out how to stop him?
No doubt. That's
but I also think they spent time last year trying to figure
that
out. I'll give you a maybe on that.
In season's different. You've got 6 months where they look at it. So I think the Eagles should have recognized that maybe a little sooner, too. You got a banged up Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
That's impacting it. I think the Eagles should have known they were going to have to throw a little bit, definitely more than they did
course.
In the first 2 weeks.
You're missing key members of your offensive line. We haven't won many games without Lane Johnson.
To be fair, key members of the offensive line also pass protect. I mean, it's
they missed guys last year too. Like Lane Johnson missed games last year. You know, Mylotta missed a game.
Look,
whatever it was.
Here's where I'm at on the Saquon thing.
You can't say Saquon after three games has taken a step.
No,
in the wrong
but I think the combination of things.
Hold on. Here's what I can say, John. he may have taken a step back.
Well,
that's where certainly like
hold on. That's where I'm at, guys. I'm not telling.
Yeah, you can say yes. He may have. I'm telling you, I doubt he's taking a step back.
I don't know,
he could
man.
Also take a step back for this year and then be good again next year. Like it happens. He had a lot of touches
right now,
last year.
The blocking up front. I mean, the protection has had cracks. The run blocking, it hasn't been as great as
right.
we've seen.
Clearly.
So everyone is adjusting right now. And Saquon, I believe Saquon, when that blocking up front, when his offensive line is sound and intact, when that's all settled,
sure.
it'll look better.
All right, so we ask you 215-592-9494. What exactly do you think Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown meant with what they said? And do you think the Eagles should play different on offense? Yes or no? 215-592-9494. And how do you interpret the start of Saquon's season and what it means within the context of whether he'll be the same or not as last year? A lot of juicy questions, your phone calls and all of it. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the fills and more throughout the show on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, FanDuel's getting you ready for kickoff for Week 4, which is really another quality game involving our local team, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, 2-3-0 teams. That's a great matchup, man. By the way, great matchup last night on Monday Night Football. These games just come at you one after the other. And obviously, you can get in on all of them at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, for any of these games, and this includes college football as well, with another slate of games up ahead on Saturday. With all of these games, you can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if it's your first bet, if it wins. Find the better bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Don't forget, baseball, playoffs, just about upon us. You can lock in for the baseball playoffs as well. All the sports, all the games, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.